Today on our Community Corner, we highlight Shenandoah Arts Council, or ShenArts. 40 years enriching our community. Here to tell us all about it, Christy Broy, Artist Liaison and Program Manager, and Lisa Sipp, Special Events and Grants Coordinator with ShenArts. Welcome to you both. Before we talk about the big celebration coming up on February the 23rd, Christy, a word about ShenArts and who you are.
ShenArts is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to support and expand arts awareness in the Northern Shenandoah Valley through programming, instruction, and exhibition. Recently, in 2018, ShenArts announced an affinity partnership with the Museum of the Shenandoah Valley to further promote the work of regional artists. As part of this collaboration, ShenArts relocated to the second floor of the historic Hexagon House on Amherst Street and reorganized the structure with a new staff of three. We're excited to tell you all about our 40th anniversary party to celebrate ShenArts and to honor six people who have made a deep impact on the arts community in our area.
So, six very special honorees. Let's do a little name dropping, Lisa.
Sure. Marion Park Lewis, who is basically responsible for founding the arts in Winchester and this radio station. Donald Black, who was a 46-year professor at Shenandoah University. Diana Kincannon, founder of the Barnes of Rose Hill in Berryville. Tracy Marlatt, Shenandoah Arts Council Executive Director for 7 years, and probably her biggest legacy is the Artscape banners on the Walking Mall.
Oh, yeah.
And then Julie Reed, who is a household name in local arts for over 25 years. And then finally, Kristen Zimmett, who basically put Winchester on the map as a literary hub with her quarterly magazine, The Sow's Ear Poetry.
And I like this. You're calling this Hearts for the Arts honorees. That's a nice name. Nice, nice name. Now, in addition to honoring these six, what else is going to be going on at the gala?
Well, first, I want to say the public is invited. And if you've ever been touched by any of these people, please come out and show your support. And even if you haven't, if you're for the arts, come out. You're going to be treated to music by the Pembleton Jazz Trio. We're going to have tasty food and good stuff to drink. All of the MSV exhibits are going to be open and available for exploring, including the brand new Lewis Hine photograph exhibit. The Makerspace Studio is going to be open. You can enjoy artists at work. And our six honorees, of course, will be there to meet and greet. And most exciting of all will be the awards presentation when they will receive a special Hearts for the Arts Award. So tickets for the Hearts for the Arts event will benefit our 2017 programs and workshops. They're $50 or $25 if you're a student. They're available online at shenarts.org, by email order, info@shenarts.org, or in person, second floor of the Hexagon House. We want to thank our sponsors, Museum of the Shenandoah Valley, Perry Engineering, Sodexo Catering, Monoflow International, and Nina J. Design Studios.
Get it on your calendar Saturday, February the 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Museum of the Shenandoah Valley. Again, for information and tickets, log on to shenarts.org. My thanks to Christy Broy and Lisa Sipp for being with us on the Community Corner.
Thank you.
Thank you.